Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell, and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
Of
what we call Enoch's planet that used to be in the west all the time, and then it moved east for a while. And it's been AWOL, I guess you could say, or just cloaking. Been not seen in a long time, and now you've got this thing in the west. I like how people call it Jupiter or Saturn or Mars or whatever. It's actually just a clone trying to mimic EP, and we've pretty much destroying it like we do all of them that stick around long enough. They come in white, and then they turn yellow, and then they turn orange, and then they turn red, and then they fall. And that's pretty much the status quo. This month is pitiful, and I really can't even speak today. I haven't spoken all day, and then getting on to do a show for an hour, it's like you gotta get your mouth moving. Words coming, words formed. It's kind of crazy. But I'll get to it. This month is pivotal. And the reason being is because last year they had the entire month of September earmarked for one thing after the next. Because last year they had all these occultic rituals and events lined up the entire month to raise the energy to open gates. Lucifer's trying to bring in all these creatures and fallen angels that have been imprisoned. And so they're using CERN to open up gates. And I've talked about this before, and so maybe I'll get into a little bit tonight, but the end of September is usually really pivotal for that. September 23rd usually was a target date last year. I don't think it's going to change that much this year because the Father said that everything they had planned for last year, they would try to pull off this year. And last year, the month of September was their go-to month. This year is a little bit more pivotal because the elections are coming up in November. And, of course, you've seen what a zoo that's turning into. All the Hillary Clinton clones. you just kind of pity the whole thing now. She doesn't deserve, that thing doesn't deserve anybody. She's responsible for deaths and destruction of so many people. So many people. She has been a pawn for the queen for years. You know, D.C. is divided. And, you know, it's almost like the queen and the pope and the Rothschilds have divided up America. And so they all run it through different... Okay, the Rothschilds control the money. Everybody knows that. They have the Federal Reserve. They control the money. But the Queen controls the IRS. So all the taxes you pay to the IRS, they go to her. And all the interest and all the money through the Federal Reserve goes to the Rothschilds. And, of course, the Pope has his hands on that as well. So between all three of them, the three factions, they divvy up and control D.C. and all of our federal government. Now, the word federal does not mean it is owned by us, by America. The word federal is just a term used to sound very governmental and very official, but it has no backing to it. You know, it doesn't have any credibility to it as being something that is owned by our federal government. For instance, we all think of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI. There's actually three different parts of the FBI. The first part of it deals with usually white-collar criminals, white-collar-type crimes, or kidnappings, things like that. They come out with TV shows like Criminal Minds to give you an idea of a false sense of what the FBI does. Not exactly false, just the bottom level that does do that level. But there's also different parts of it where they act like there's a whole division of intelligence and surveillance. You know, they operate like an NSA or a CIA. And then the Queen has her own, they call it the Division 5, and it's mostly just a bunch of reptilians and lizards. It's all like the alien part of the FBI. And they had an underground base below the FBI building in D.C., where they operated out of. And I'm pretty sure that's been destroyed by now. They just kept pissing me off. So, there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes and stuff I don't even necessarily talk about all the time, but I've been busy picking the bases off one by one by one. And at this point, the Queen is so mad that she wants to abdicate the throne and just leave and give it to William and Kate. When I heard that, I just, I just laughed. Let her go. Where's she going to go? I know she's got a couple left that haven't been destroyed. I know where they're at. She's got nowhere to go. But, back on point, there's a base underneath the White House, and they've been busy building that since Obama took office back in 2008. I think they started construction, and it's basically where the situation room is now, and also a lab where they keep the Obama clones. I told you I was shown a room. And there was 6 beds on each side lined up like a hospital room. And all the clones were just laying there, waiting to be turned on and go into service. And those were Obama's. I haven't seen any. I don't know where they keep them for Hillary's, all the different Hillary's. All the different Hillary's look like lookalikes. They don't look like... the clones never do look like replica clones. I mean, they never do look directly like the person they're supposed to be cloned from, because what they do is if they get your blood, let's say they get your DNA, and they got it 10 years ago when you were in the hospital having surgery for something or whatever reason, they pull hair out of your head while you're sleeping. They do stuff, nefarious stuff all the time. When they make a clone of that DNA, and it literally just takes them a few days once they get your DNA to make a clone, that clone's going to come out at that age of when they got your DNA. So if you're 50 years old, and they got your DNA from when you were 35. The clone's gonna even look younger than 35. I mean, they always look younger than the original person, and so the skin's younger looking. the clones aren't cloned with all of your affirmities. They look healthier, they're more vibrant, where we're just tired and run down. Did they pick up the better side, better aspects of a healthy being, I guess you could say? Because I was reading something earlier about Hillary's clones, that she had four clones, and they were all displaying the symptoms she's been displaying with the coughing and the fading and the jerking spells, and they're trying to pass that off as Parkinson's disease. I'm not a doctor. Very well could be Parkinson's disease. Could be congestive heart failure. It's pretty crazy because I'm looking at her and it's like, you read some of the symptoms, you're like, you know, I've been dealing with that for 10 years. So I understand the congestive heart failure aspects more so than some of this other stuff where they say she has Parkinson's, because I remember watching Muhammad Ali for years just shake, and also that Back to the Future kid. He has Parkinson's, and they shake. And I haven't seen Hillary shaking, but I've seen her where she just passes out and her coughing fits and stuff. And I've gone through a lot of things, some of the same issues, not passing out like her, but well, your legs start to hurt, and you just don't want to walk because your heart's not pumping and you're not getting blood. I went through a lot of that back last year when I was having my heart attack. I think I was reading somewhere where she was actually having congestive heart failure, and somewhere else saying she needed brain surgery or something. That's why she was saying, they were saying she was going to take off for 5 days and disappear. I don't know how you have brain surgery and only take off 5 days. But the thing that I was saying was that they said, the clones that they make now are all chip implanted in a way, so if one experiences one thing, they all feel, they all experience the same thing. So even if they replace the one clone, because the one clone malfunctions, the other three would start to have the same effects, I guess. And so, and when you go multiple generations of clones, and this is something that they're learning, they're just not as good. Can't get a good copy of a human off, you know, different generations away from the host. The real Hillary Clinton is dead. She died back in 2012. And so they've been using clones of her since. And when you keep cloning and cloning and cloning off clones, those generations of clones, they're just not reliable. They're just not very good. I think they're learning it, and that's why they had, they didn't clone Trump, they mind-wired him, and I came out with that a couple years ago. I talk about it in my book, Interview with the Devil, because as far as I know, nobody else has ever brought it up, no one else is talking about it, nobody else knows about it. But he has been mind-wired, he's the new tech. Probably because they're realizing through all these bad cloning generations of Hillary that it's just not reliable to have them in the public so much and so often, because they're unreliable. And so they went to the mind wire tech, and that's what Trump is. He's the new breed of tech slave. I have a video on it on YouTube. And they control them through the mind wire. It's almost like I don't know. I don't know if he talk about Hillary being attacked in here. I told you, I've been going through the same stuff. Coughing, the heating up. Interesting, she talked about, they said she overheated. And I can relate to that because I overheat when I talk on, when I do this show. They have your GPS coordinates of where you're sitting, and it's like you just get zeroed in on, and you get really hot. You start to get really hot. I only experience it when I'm doing this show. Now, if I'm sitting here during the week, I have zero coughing fits, and I feel fine. But as soon as I start to do this show, I can't breathe. I start to cough. My throat is closing. You start to heat up and get really hot. And so, I only have to go through it once a week. She's out there every time she's getting up in front of a microphone. And so I don't know. People were asking me, is it the orgone causing it? And I'm thinking, well, it could be the orgone because I know that clones that get into orgone-saturated areas tend to just lose it. Saw Judge Judy and others that they said had a stroke or whatever, and they just about shut off. But, you know, they went wire crazy. It's almost like their wires were melting. So I don't know if it's the orgone causing it or satellites attacking her like they attack me. Because I know what I go through on Monday nights is satellite attacks. They move in and I'm distracted because I'm doing the show. Could be very well be the Russians attacking her. Or, because they don't want her to be president. They could be using satellites to attack her. And they're always attacking me. They've been trying to kill me for 12, 15 years. I have no bones about that. I know about that. Could be doing the same thing about her because they do not want her in office. Nobody does, and so well, except for Clinton supporters, which aren't that many. But they know if she comes into office that there's going to be a war with Russia. She'll instigate a war against Russia, and they could always use her as bait to keep Obama in office. So, well, she won the nomination, but she's unfit to serve as president, so Obama's just going to come up with an executive order to stay in office. And that's a long shot. That's saying she would even win the nomination. That's what they would do. I think for intents and purposes, if there was going to be an election and it's not completely hacked and hijacked, Trump's going to win it, hands down. And Obama would be forced to leave. I don't see Obama staying in office as president much longer because he's got a route in the Bible codes where he's going to die. He's either going to be killed or he's going to die. And they're going to bring him back as a divine being. Now, I talked about this back when Bush Jr. was president. I think it started, the first time I saw it was when Clinton was president. Because it's not the person, it's the position. It's the king of Babylon, it's the president of Babylon, which is America. And so who's ever president, which happens to be right now Obama, they have a destiny, a predestination, a route, that they will die and come back as a divine being. Now, Obama fills that role perfectly because right now he is not human either. He's cloned. And Maitreya uses his body a lot to speak in. Maitreya and Lucifer himself would even speak through Obama. Right now it's pretty much Maitreya. And Maitreya, he is the 12th Imam that Iran is waiting for to arrive. Now the Muslims all have different prophecies. That's why they're fragmented into different sections. You got the different groups of Muslims. Interestingly enough, Obama is backing Iran, and it's Iran that calls for the 12th Imam. And we just had something like $4 trillion disappear or whatever. Obama is funding Iran. He funded ISIS, and that's why Benghazi, that's the whole reason Benghazi happened, because the ambassador, the American ambassador in Benghazi, had proof and had the paperwork that Hillary and Obama were building a terrorist group, this ISIS, and they were funding it, and they were funneling weapons to it. And he had proof of all this, and so they wanted him dead. They wanted him dead. And it wasn't Obama that ordered it, it was Hillary. She ran it off from the State Department. In fact, when it went down, she was down in the bunker in the White House with everybody else, and they brought Obama in to see it. It was like, oh, hey, guess what? Come on down and see this. He didn't know what was going on. They weren't, you know, he doesn't run D.C. He runs the media. He doesn't run D.C. If anybody's running D.C., it's Valerie Jarrett, Joe Biden, and Hillary Clinton. They all run it in their own different groups and factions that they're in. So he comes in, he goes into the room and watches the whole thing in Benghazi unfold. That's how much authority over it he had. Wasn't his show, it was Hillary's. Because when she knew that ambassador at Benghazi would pinpoint her, the State Department, she was State Department Secretary, he could nail her to the wall on funding and building this ISIS group. And so that's why he was killed and that whole thing went down the way it did. And it came back to backfire on it, and she's been skirting it ever since. Now, where does Hillary get her authority? Who does she work for? Like I've said, she is the Queen's pawn. She works for the Queen. If you look at Bill, and they're both CIA agents, and the CIA is run by the Pope, the Vatican, all right? So they're both. They're both CIA and they're with the Queen. And that Oxford scholarship that Clinton went to college on, that's tied to the Queen's faction. And so they're both. Because, you know, everybody in D.C., you're either CIA or you're a Jesuit. You know, that's pretty much how it runs. And you look at the White House staff, the White House counsel, and they're like Jesuits or CIA, all of them. They're intelligence. So. I've been sitting here thinking just how boring this year has gotten since March and September now, and it's like, this is boring. What was really interesting, Joe Biden was at the Cleveland Browns game yesterday. He knew I'd be watching that game. You know, I wish I wasn't so stupid sometimes, because I don't know code speak. I really don't. I don't speak their language. And so why he would show up at the Cleveland Browns first game, they were in Philadelphia. They were playing the Philadelphia Eagles and the Cleveland Browns. And Joe Biden shows up for the game. And what's the odds of that happening? I just thought it was crazy. I don't know what the message was. I don't know. I just had a feeling there's a message for me somewhere and I'm missing it. And I don't have any sources left alive to tell me what's going on because, you know, like I've been complaining about, all the humans are gone. All the humans have been soul scalped. And once you get soul scalped, most of them really don't get control of their bodies back. It's like the alien that scalped and took over their body doesn't let them have control back. Most of them end up in the fifth dimension in limbo. That's where most of them end up going. And there's a lot of them there. You know, I did a sweep of the fifth dimension. I don't know if it was this earlier this year or it was last year, but I took a lot of kids out of there. So it's mostly adults. And what happens with a lot of these people that are getting soul scalped right now, they go into the creepy parts of the fifth dimension. They get, it's almost like a ranking system. There's different levels of the fifth dimension that surrounds our own earth. And if you're really evil and wicked, you're one of these baby rapers and abusers, you're going to end up in a really hellish part of the fifth dimension. A really hellish, bad, freaky part. And if you're a nominally good person, you just got stupid and you signed the dotted line and you were serving Lucifer and you hadn't really killed anyone or abused anyone, you were just stupid and serving the wrong god, you might end up in an okay dimension in the fifth. The kids usually end up in a pretty decent area. I mean, there's nothing really good about the fifth dimension. It's just areas that are a lot worse than others. And the kids are usually in a not so bad area, but they all hate it. They all hate it. So every once in a while I get to go through and get all the kids out of there. And, you know, most of them are gone. So the ones now, I guess what I'm saying is they're in the creepy parts. And usually if they're in the creepy parts, they're not gonna, there's no chance of redemption. They're just gonna die. Once their body dies on Earth, they'll end up just going straight to hell. Because when you end up soul scalped, your body's still alive on Earth. Your spirit has just left your body. And so when your spirit leaves your body, you end up in the fifth dimension. That's just how it works. And when you're in the fifth dimension, it's almost like they depict on that one movie, Ghost. The white light, the beam of light shines down, and if they walk into the white light, they can go on up into heaven. That's very true. The Father will redeem people that way from the fifth dimension. He'll give them the white light, and they can go into the light and then be taken on up into heaven. And I know people who have been soul scalped that have chosen to walk to the white light and be taken up on into heaven, and their bodies are still operating on Earth, so I don't even know how that happens. You would think the body on Earth would die because the spirit's gone now. The spirit's in heaven or hell, just limbo fifth dimension. Yeah, their bodies are still operating on Earth, and that person's not even here. Their spirit's in heaven. Or they're just in a really creepy part of the fifth dimension. It's just a level above hell. It's just that it's really creepy. I don't know. There's just a lot of things that, you know, people say, where is that in Scripture? You know, I wish they'd put everything in Scripture that exists. They didn't even put Enoch in Scripture, so how can you say everything that we're ever to know is in Scripture and nowhere else? They didn't put Enoch in, they didn't put Jubilee or Jasher in. There's a lot of information that has never made the KJV, and that does not mean it doesn't exist, because it's not in the KJV, folks. All I can do is give you the truth. You can search it out and find it, because there's other sources of knowledge and information besides KJV. The Lord's taken me everywhere over the years. There's pieces and parts of everywhere. You know, that's why some of these people who know so many different levels of our reality, of our dimensions, never embraced the Bible because the Bible never had any of that information in it, so I never considered it the Bible as credible or truth because it didn't reveal everything in it, didn't have everything in it that they knew was true and existed, you know? And people ask me all the time, you know, how did the Father, why did he give Joan Rivers a second chance? Well, you know, Joan was one of these people that she defied her controllers and her handlers. I mean, she grew up in an Illuminati family where she just become very involved with it. I think as a child, she had said, she had been told the whole thing was a lie. And, you know, they're all the kids, the Illuminati kids, are told it's a lie. And a lot of them get the Vatican vault visit, where they're taken to the vault, basement of the Vatican, and they're shown scrolls of ancient texts and books of information of things that are true and real that were never put in the Bible. And then they'll show you passages of chapters, like the last 10 chapters of Daniel or whatever, that they were left off. You know, they use this as leverage to children to say how incredible and unreliable the Bible is. You know, and so they grow up not believing it. It doesn't contain the truth. And, you know, that's exactly what Lucifer had told me. I talk about it in my book, Interview with the Devil, is that they left things out. They've hidden knowledge, things that were known back in the day. Like when I talk about the heliocentric system of heaven, all that was knowledge known back in the day. And where is it not now? It's not known in the KJV. People today don't know anything about it because they hid that knowledge. All the knowledge that was known about back then, they hid. They want you to keep to a certain narrative. And so they want people to only believe a certain line of thinking. But all that information that was known back in the day is in scrolls, in the vault, in the Vatican. And a lot of these kids, like Joan, she grew up in that culture. And she was a good-hearted person. She would give money to the poor. She would stash money in candy and give it to the homeless. She had to hide it because, you know, charity, the Illuminati makes it one. You know, they own all these charity organizations because, you know, they own them. If you want to get rich quick or get rich, just run a foundation. Run a charity. Because the way it's set up, only 10% of the actual funds that, if you send money to the Red Cross, like they raised millions, tens of millions on 9/11, they spent very little to help the families in 9/11. They raised hundreds of millions. But according to the bylaws of the charitable organization, you only have to spend about 10% of the money that comes in on the actual cause itself. Meanwhile, the CEOs make $1 million a year. You know, how does that happen? So that's why the Illuminati are always into charity organizations. You know, because they own them. You're just putting money in their pockets. It's not going for any cause. Like the other night, all three networks had Stand Up to Cancer. Really? Stop giving it to us in vaccines and flu shots. Stop spraying us with thimerosal and aluminums, putting metal in people's bodies, breaking them down, making them sick. There's cures for cancer. You won't release them. But you want to, you know, you want people to spend what they don't have giving to your charity organizations to end cancer. Yeah, right. Save your money, folks. Save your money. If you want to help somebody with cancer, hand in hand. Give it to them personally. Don't give it to an organization. Illuminati organizations are just vampires. They steal the money right out of your pocket and put it in their own. It doesn't go to anybody. It doesn't help anybody. There's no causes. It's all a bunch of garbage. But anyway, so those were reasons that I'm thinking, you know, that the father had allowed. Joan wasn't dead when I talked to her. She was in a coma. She was in a fast. She was actually in a lower part of hell itself when I was talking to her. And so she was one step inside of hell when she reached out to the father. So if she had died, there would have been no way, no second chance. Once you die, that's it. You don't have a second chance. You know, I saw that Whitney Houston's daughter, when she was in a coma, I saw her. She was in the lower part of, I can't really say it's the fifth. It's more like a higher part of hell, because it's usually where the kids go. I don't know. I didn't see her mother, but I saw the girl. She was in one of the, I guess you could call it dingy parts of hell. There's no flame, there's no fire, but it's dingy. It's kind of like dusk, it's dark. Just sitting, nothing, no green grass, just a dry, dirty, stubby hill. You know, just bored. That's the biggest thing about any of these dimensions is the people are bored. They're just bored. If you're not in hell in torture, and if you were stuck somewhere else in the part of hell or in a fifth dimension, you're bored. You're bored. But anyway, I don't even know what I was getting at. I'm just kind of like on rabbit trails tonight. Because there's a lot of stuff coming down. Next week I'm going to be talking about the alien attack on America, because there is a huge alien attack coming here. The Bible talks in Revelation chapter 18 about the destruction of Babylon, and I'm going to be detailing exactly who does it. It's not Russia. People think Russia and China are going to blow up and attack America, and that's not true. So what happens is the Masons pump all that information out. So then you have like the Pentagon and the idiots at the White House all misinterpreting Bible prophecy, who think that they need to make this happen because the Bible says it's supposed to happen. It's going to happen. It's not true. We're not destroyed by Russia and China. We're destroyed by an alien attack. And I'm going to talk about that next week. I've been screaming about that since 2001. It's not Russia that destroys America. Everyone thinks because the Bible says a nation from the north, and the Mason Hal Lindsey gets on a globe, takes his pencil and draws from America over Canada, the other side of the world, ends up in Russia and says, oh, it's Russia. They're the ones from the north. Why isn't it Canada? And then you have the Russians bringing in their equipment over the Canadian border. It's not them. It's not them. You look at the Strong's word for north. It's the hidden recesses of the north, which is space. And, you know, I'm just going to get more into that next week. But even with all of Russia's might, they couldn't destroy this country in an hour. There's no humans on this planet that could destroy it in an hour, short space of time. But an alien attack. And also the Joel II army from the north. These are Alien attacks, folks. That's why the kings of the earth are shocked. They're shocked. In America, the Babylon has been destroyed. Think about it. Do you know how long it takes to plan a war around this world? You don't just plan a war and strike anybody and nobody knows about it. Like, if America's getting ready to pummel a country like Iraq and Syria and all the countries they've pummeled, everybody knows it's coming. It takes them a while to plan it. You got to get your supply lines going, your troops in position, your ships in position, your planes. It doesn't take anybody by surprise. Everybody knows it's coming. But if you look at the destruction of America in Revelation chapter 18, it happened so quickly, everybody is shocked. The kings of the world are shocked. Nobody knew it was coming, which means it's a total non-human event. Non-human event. So it's either God or it's God. And he's going to use fallen angels, what we call aliens in space, to come down and destroy America. That's why everybody's shocked. Yeah. No one shocks mankind like God does. I'll tell you that. They've got a real show coming. And it's all right there. It's just when the Father opens your eyes to see it, until he does, you won't. You just get blinded by the words you read. And you don't see it. And then the light bulb goes off. You have one of those light bulb moments. Oh, I get it now. Yeah. Some of us need a couple hundred light bulbs to go off, and then some of us need a couple million. Yeah. That's the crowd I deal with most of the time. That I don't deal. I just walk away. I can't even deal with that crowd half the time. Lost my patience. My people know what's coming. My people, my warriors, they know what's coming. They watch the skies. You look up at the skies now and they're packed. There's thousands of Anak ships that have come in. There's thousands of the bear ships that are here. I can't tell which ones are apart. I don't have the equipment. Can you imagine if I had equipment? That would be such a riot. That would be awesome. Just sit here in my own little observatory and take videos. That'd be the life. You know what the saddest part is I'm here to fight against these alien forces that are taking over America and the world to try to protect them. At the same time, I have absolutely no support from the very people I'm trying to protect. No support. No support. That's why I don't have a TV show or camera and video equipment to roam skies and observatories and bunkers and houses so I can go from one place to another. Absolutely very little financial support. There's about 100 people on this planet that support my ministry. About 100. It's been a long time. Can't wait to get off this planet. And I'll tell you what, the people who have supported my ministry will be with me. They'll be with me. Because I won't leave without them. Things are coming, folks. They're heating up. Look up in the skies. Those are not constellations. Throw that astronomy book. Put it back in the box that came in and send it back to the sender. In the science books and the math books, send back the senders. They're teaching you garbage. We don't have constellations. We have starship formations, which are different factions of alien groups. Not all of them are fallen angels. Not all of them are aliens. Not all of them are from this universe. They were brought over. And they made communities. And so they have no bite in the game. They hate everybody. Just because there's aliens in space doesn't mean they all get along. Just because they're all, you know, Satan controls and dominates doesn't mean they all get along. They're not unity. All they do is fight. Look at the ones on Earth. It has all these factions of humans on Earth. All they do is fight. That's all anybody does that's associated with Lucifer. Fight. That's why he infiltrates the churches and Christianity and keeps Christians fighting. So there's no unity. They're letting us know they're here. You could do silly videos of the lights. I think the last one I saw was over the Pacific. It looked like it was all the way up by Hawaii. It was off the coast of Malibu somewhere. They are letting people know they're here. I mean, good grief. Humans are so stupid. Unless they just landed and started handing out brochures and candy. Nobody would believe they exist. Their arrival is slated. They want to arrive in September. They don't have to arrive on their own timeline crunch until next year, next September. If they do arrive this September, it makes us happy. We just want to get the show on the road. We just want the show on the road. Have something happen. Do something. So they could arrive. The Sananda and Maitreya I've been harping about since 2000. Obama could die. The economy could crash. I'm seeing what's usually typical is a firefight in the sky. This stuff comes and goes where they want to come here and take me on. So I sit here and wait. That's in the codes again. That's almost synonymous with the economy crash, the global revaluation of currencies, the arrival of Ashtar Command, as these New Age Ascended Masters, whatever. Those events are just like all synonymous. They're all synonymous. Always happen together in the same amount of time frame. The last part of their phase, their plan, because they've already soul scalped all the humans out of control. I mean, Hollywood, the Vatican, Europe, it's everybody's soul scalped. No humans left. Only humans left are the civilian populations. And those are the ones that they're going to round up in camps and kill off. Round up humans. Because if you're wicked, you can look at a human and know what they are. They have abilities we don't have, folks. They can look at you and see if you're human and know if you're a believer in God, if you're one of His. They can see His light in you. And so they know who to target and who to go after, because they can see the human DNA and the light, God's light in you. Humans don't understand energy concepts. And that's something spiritual beings understand very well. Energy concepts. And these may be wicked energy, spiritual being, but they still understand the concepts very well. That's why you're targeted and hated. You know, humans are just, we're all being targeted. They're coming after us with their cancers and their satellites and their constant attacks and their weapons. They want to kill off humans on Earth. Because they're coming in full force as a contact with mankind, like you see on TV. That's the last phase of their plan. To actually come in with their huge saucers and be seen. As you saw in the V series. Oh yeah, that's true. That's what they want to do. They're kind of conditioning mankind. That's what they want to do. But that's the last phase of their plan. And they're already, we're already at that stage, because what I'm saying is, who's going to resist them? All the governments are already soul-scalped and controlled by lizards. Russia's controlled by a different branch. They're controlled by the bears. America and Europe are controlled by the reptiles. Everybody else is fighting for crumbs. The Chinese, the Asians have always been dragon races. They've always been controlled by Satan. They're his offspring. That's why they worship the dragon. Put two and two together. It's their father, Satan, Lucifer. So we're ripe for some kind of arrival, some kind of contact now. This year, next year, I don't know when. That's why I say watch the skies. It's not going to go down quietly, so it's something that you won't know what's happening. You'll hear it. You'll hear some kind of loud booming and banging and stuff going on in the skies, and maybe the earth shaking and the ground shaking and stuff. It's not going to happen where you won't know. You'll know something's happening, something's going down. You'll know. It's not if, it's when. Father told me 2017 was going to be the year of darkness, which means they're probably arriving. But they could always arrive now, which causes the year of darkness for next year. So you can't negate that either. I really hope something would happen already. But if it doesn't, we're stuck here till next year, folks. The only thing that's gonna pull these things out of the skies is Orgone. We've already seen the proof of that. Evidence is in the pudding. So while you're here, instead of planning vacations, put your money into building Orgone pipes. I can't mail those, they're too heavy. 2-inch, 8-10, 6-foot copper pipes and start making Orgone pipes, pointing them at the sky. Because they melt their ships. And the ships are coming. And they're already here. Anyway, show's already over. Goes quick. Don't forget to support this ministry. I appreciate the ones who do. Love you very much for that. Stand up and help out as well. Time is short. Anyway, until next week, everybody. God bless.